I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit.
First of all, welcome to Hey Spirit. I don't even know where to begin with this week's episode. Let's first start by saying Uli is from Germany. Yeah, you heard me. This week's episode, I had the honor and privilege of sharing my gift with Uli all the way in Germany. The thing that I love about Uli's experience is that it was such a reminder, and this is not a cliche statement whatsoever, a clear reminder that things truly happen at the exact moment it's supposed to be. Timing is everything. We say this all the time in everyday life, right? Timing is everything. After this reading, I think each and every one of you will truly understand how important it is to have patience, and that when our prayers aren't answered right away, that does not mean that they are not heard. I hope you all enjoy this unbelievable episode of Hey Spirit. I'm in New York and you're in Germany right now. So what is the time difference in Germany?
We're 6 hours ahead, 6 o'clock-ish, yeah.
It's 6 o'clock your time. Oh, dinner time.
Yep.
That's so interesting to me. Unbelievable. Well, yeah. I'm so excited. Thank you for being a part of Hey Spirit. You just called the hotline?
Yes, I sure did. I think I called it once in 2019 and I just couldn't figure out the number. I kept seeing it on your Insta account because I do follow you on Insta. And we don't have the system here where you use letters for numbers.
Oh, okay.
And so I Googled it and I tried to figure it out. And it's actually really easy, but I couldn't figure it out. Or maybe meant to figure it out yet.
At that time, right.
And then at one point I got so frustrated and I commented a picture of yours and said underneath, "Somebody help, please, SOS, I'm in Germany, I can't figure this out. Can somebody please help? It would be really much appreciated." And some other person texted me the number. And I think I called once in 2019, twice in 2020, and twice in 2021 this year. And I actually called once this year. And then later on, not too many weeks later, I was thinking, you know, today is a special day. Why don't you just try one more time? And then I was thinking, nah, you know, maybe you shouldn't. But it kept coming back into my awareness all night. And then that evening I thought, it's a special day. You're obviously still thinking about it. So you might as well go ahead and do it. And that was only in November. And then in December, something else happened in my family, and I thought, what would be the odds, you know, that if it was actually really meant to be then, and we are still in December, so it's still somewhat raw, but I was thinking, boy, now would be really a great time. And
you know, we say this all the time, timing is everything, right? And sometimes things don't make sense and why things happen and why things don't happen right away for us. But this, I guess we're all going to find out and see that timing truly is everything.
Yeah.
And that sometimes, even though our prayers aren't answered right away, it doesn't mean that they're not heard.
Yeah. Before it was probably more of a want than a need.
I don't have any doubt that your loved ones will give you what you need to hear today. So I am super excited to be able to share my gift with you. And there's a part of me that I feel sad of even saying that to you, because I'm excited because I can feel the energy of the souls of the departed. But more importantly, it's hard because I know that you have lost loved ones in your life here in the physical world that you're struggling with moving on without. So there is that sadness, because I know how difficult life can be after the loss of a loved one. So I have no doubt that your loved ones will give you exactly what you need to experience today. And I want to thank you in advance, Uli, for trusting me with the souls of your departed loved ones.
Oh, I want to thank you also. I so much appreciate it. I can't even put it in words. I am humbled. I am so thankful.
I am going to say to you, there is a father figure that does step forward. So if your dad is not departed, it could be father-in-law, grandfather, uncle, someone that was like a dad to you.
Oh, it's my dad.
Okay. And is he gone for some time? Because he made me feel like that you needed to hear from him first, because he has been gone for some time. And again, that's all a frame of reference for you, Uli. Is that correct?
That is very correct. He's my first loss.
Oh.
He is my first loss, and he is the love of my lifetime. And he passed in 2018.
And the thing that I find incredible, Uli, is that there is no way in the world that I would know that. And the fact that your dad pushed his way forward first, but I want to share with you something that actually happened right prior to me saying that to you. He kept showing me your husband, and he says, I want to thank him for being that source for you that you needed after I left the physical world.
My husband is an amazing person. He is the most kindest person, and my dad loved him, and he was like a son to him.
You know, you have to understand, when souls make me feel that, it's validating the relationship and bond that your dad had with your husband. It doesn't discount any other relationship. It validates that bond. And still, because I said to your dad, I said, I find it interesting that this is the first thing. This is what you first show me her husband. And it's like, you need to thank him, and that you need to be the first one to step forward. And he said, because Teresa, her husband prays to us and asks us every day, what can we do for Uli? What can I do for her to make this pain go away for her and not make her feel as if she's so alone? And your dad looked at me and said, he loves her unconditionally.
He truly does.
He would give his own happiness for you. So know that all of this that is happening today, even though our prayers aren't answered right away, does not mean that they are not heard. And I feel like your dad is validating it at this exact moment of saying what your husband has been doing for you for all this time of praying, what can I do to help her? And your dad wants to take this opportunity to thank him and to tell him you're doing it. I'm going to ask you this, which is a little unique, Uli. Did you also lose your mom?
I lost her on the 2nd of December.
But when he made me feel that loneliness, he said she almost feels as if she lost her entire family, as if she's an orphan. Because you lost your parents and your dad brought forward your mom. So know that the souls are together, and your dad says, my soul was there to greet mom because you wanted to make sure that she did not suffer. And more importantly, that she was not alone when she left the physical world. She wasn't afraid because I was there to greet her soul.
I did my utmost. She had such a beautiful passing.
But did you, did your mom's passing come about quickly? Because yes. I don't know how to interpret this, and you're going to have to do this.
Yeah.
Your mom made me feel like that she left really quick. And this is your dad. Your dad wants to do all the talking. He's like, you just got here. I want to talk. Stop talking. But that would that be his personality?
Exactly. Exactly. And it would be also the situation that he'd have to try to get a word in because, yep.
He's making me feel like you blew it now, Teresa. You found my wife. It's all over. I'm not going to get a word in edgewise.
This is totally it. This is totally, truly it.
Because your mom made me feel like I could see you there, but yet I feel like it happened so quickly that it was almost like we weren't expecting the decline to happen so fastly, or vice versa. It could be that everything came on so quickly, we weren't prepared, and then they just departed so fast. And your mom made me feel like, she says, whatever the situation is or was, Uli, your mom says, I was at peace when I passed. I knew that I could not stay anymore and that it was my soul's time to go home. Your mom makes me feel like she had this strong faith.
But I know she had a really strong belief, and I knew she knew it was her time to go, and she articulated it, and she was so okay with it.
And I think that's why your mom had me use the words, the healing, mm-hmm. and having the faith,
mm-hmm.
and going home. Listen, faith comes in many different ways. And I love that your dad, the first one to like push his way forward and be like, I need to be the first one to come through. Now, nobody would know that, but
no.
You.
No, nobody would know this. And, you know, it really needed to be him. Of mm-hmm. course, I'm so thankful. Everything would have been fine. But if I'm honest, I really needed it to be him.
I love how your dad is like, my daughter exceeded every expectation I ever would have had of her in life. And more importantly, taking care of her mom. And because that was one thing that she promised me when I passed, she said, I will do my best to take care of mom. And your dad says, you went above and beyond that.
Thank you.
And this is your dad's very funny because he goes, because you know, Teresa, my wife isn't easy. I go, I wouldn't say that in front of her. And then this is your mom. What did he say about me now? But would that be their personalities or their relationship?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. This is them.
Your dad, the smile on your dad's face, Uli.
Yeah, I know.
Because he just said to me, he goes, please tell my daughter how peaceful I look and how much I'm smiling and so how at peace my soul is. But I don't want her to feel so lonely. She knows that we're around. She knows. And as hard as it was to tell her mom it was okay to leave the physical world, he said it was the right thing to do.
And she was such a strong woman. She would have done it her way. Anyhow, if you know what I mean, it's just
she. I love what she said to you. She said, yeah. I needed to go. It was my
time. She really did. She really did.
She made me feel the emotion that you had been through enough. And she could not bear to watch you watch her the way you had to let go of your dad.
This is very true. And I was praying. I was praying that, you know, you start sensing when things are declining, or of course, as a child, you don't really want to see it, but you do know. And I was praying and I was telling everybody, I'm hoping this experience is going to be different. I'm not sure I can handle this again. I don't want things to escalate. I want it peacefully and softly. And my answers were prayed. Everybody helped us and made it possible.
And these are the, like, I don't think I've ever said that to someone before in that way. exactly on what you prayed for and what you wanted for your mom. And your mom is, it's almost like her way of apologizing to you for giving you, if I might say in quotes, a hard time at times.
I understand.
And she says that it's almost like this was her gift to you in the end.
Oh, it makes so much sense because I was wondering how I was going to feel after her passing, since our relationship was not easy. Mm-hmm.
But I love how your mom is taking responsibility for that. And your dad, like, literally called her out on that.
Yeah.
On, like, you, and it was like, now I understand. I mean, the power of what your mom said, my last gift to my daughter was not to have her watch me suffer or having to make these decisions and choices that we had to do for her dad.
Yeah.
And this is your dad. It was so hard because she was always daddy's little girl. He said, we had an unbelievable bond. And this is your mom. She goes, I never understood it. She goes, I was jealous of it.
I know.
But not in a negative. You understand
no,
that?
No. I've heard it. I've heard this. This is.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. She'd always say, You could wrap him around your finger. He'd do things for you that he wouldn't do for me.
He goes, I was the peacemaker. He goes, I just wanted everyone to be happy. And I was so blessed to be a dad.
Yeah, he kept it stable.
And I love in this short amount of time, because your mom is not gone that long. Your dad is gone for a little bit of time. But for your mom's soul to recognize that one of her first lessons that the soul had learned was for her to be able to say sorry to you. When Spirit shows me my symbol for Cinderella, it's just my symbol for of where we felt or our loved one did not treat us in the way that we feel they should have at times. And they didn't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
And now they see differently from the other side.
She was a traumatized person.
Your mom makes me feel like she struggled with emotions throughout her entire life.
Yes.
She felt that some of her life tragedies she couldn't get over and was so hurt, disappointed, and affected that that seemed to spool over onto you. You know that saying how we sometimes the people closest to us, they get the backlash from our bad day.
Yeah. Yeah.
She made me feel like that was, and I guess it is very similar to the story of Cinderella, right? Mm-hmm. The stepmom was very envy of the relationship that Cinderella had with her father, right? Mm-hmm. And how things should have gone a certain way and things should have been handed to her or her daughters, right?
Yeah.
And things shouldn't have come so easy for Cinderella. And maybe it's more of that, of where your mom could not get over the way that her life was at times.
Yeah. Yeah. She had a very hard life. Oh, when it was said that she was jealous of the relationship I had with my dad, it was more so probably a jealousy of not comprehending, because
she couldn't understand that unconditional love. She couldn't understand that. And she says the other thing that was also hard, I did not know how to express and talk about what had happened.
Oh yeah, it would have ruined her, I'm sure.
And a lot of things were, you received the information bits and pieces of her life, is that correct?
Yes, in hindsight. And what I keep finding or hearing is awful, but it all makes sense as an adult. And if you keep finding more things, then how can you give or express something that you either shut off in order to protect yourself, right, or that you've never learned?
Your mom says, I never told you this, but you were one of my greatest accomplishments in life. She said, because I never thought that I would be able to be a mom.
That's what she was told when she was younger, that she was not, wish that
she would not be having children.
And she says it was the greatest gifts to be a mom. And in this very short amount of time, her soul is singing on how she's still going through this, but on how she was, but trying to understand her whole life at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's a lot.
So your mom says, I want to take this opportunity to say that I'm sorry. But more importantly, I want to thank you. Because after everything that you've been through, she says, forget about me. She says, for everything that you have been through, our relationship that we shared, which was kind of up and down, fair enough?
Yes.
She says, you made sure that I would not be alone and afraid to die.
Yeah.
She says, and I want to thank you for that. Because of you, because of your unconditional love always, I was able to leave this physical world truly knowing what that was. And how you were able to take every negative situation, fair enough?
Yes.
And put it aside and focus on what really needed to happen. And she says, that was to let me go.
I understand.
And your dad says, you asked if I would be there to greet mom. And your dad just said to me, and there was a moment, Teresa, that my daughter felt my soul in the room. Because my daughter knows when I'm present, he just said to me. Is that correct?
I do. I do feel him. I do feel him from the day he passed. And as he passed, I felt like I absorbed him in a way.
Mm-hmm. It's so interesting you just said that. Because I said to your dad, I said, you know, Uli's mom is talking about how she was able to take things and put it aside and focus on really what needed to happen. And your dad made me feel like that's what your dad did.
Through me?
Yes.
With me.
Like your dad, when your dad was here in the physical world, like that's what he had to do. He had to take all of these when mom was really struggling emotionally, I'll interpret it this way. Your dad had to really like turn things around, focus on the positive, let go of the negative things, correct?
Yeah, survival mode, yeah.
And your dad made me feel that he helped you have that survival mode in preparing for mom's death.
It truly is like that.
Are you not feeling your mom as much as your dad? Your dad made me feel like I don't want my daughter to feel bad or think that something is wrong because she's not feeling her mom as much.
I am not feeling her as much, but I am also not sure if I am the one keeping her at distance, if it's within me to do that. She just recently passed, and it was actually with her passing our relationship became more peaceful. I was wondering how I was going to feel about it. And in the hospital, she said to me, and she was not a very empathetic person, and her last words to me were a gift. She said, thank you for everything. I want to sleep. Good night. And I was able to make peace with that woman that had been such a task for me all of my lifetime.
And think about all of the words that your mom has said to you in this reading. I can see her like literally right behind you. Like I can see her energy right behind you. I think it's just going to take some time.
Yeah.
And I think there are little things here and there because your mom made me feel like, because I just like, I felt something for like a split second. So, or like if all of a sudden she pops into your head,
yeah,
know that that's her, or you yeah. think of her, know that that is her. And more importantly, that her soul is with you giving the signs. And I think it is about feeling and giving it a little time.
Yeah, that's what I truly believe.
And your dad made me feel like you feel him stronger than ever now.
Actually, yes. I felt him very strongly in the beginning, but it seems like the older I get and more time passes, I feel him even stronger. And I find myself, first I thought I was making this up, but I find myself having more mannerisms of his.
But it makes sense because your dad said he gives you his strength.
You're right.
So what you see, and your dad made me feel like it's stronger than ever, your connection with his soul. I also feel that it's, you need that so you can be able to connect with mom's soul. It might not be on the same level as dad in the beginning, but it will get there.
Yeah.
Because I also do feel that your mom's soul has to learn a lot of lessons. And she's releasing a lot of things right now.
Yeah.
There are things that your mom just literally looked at me and she said to me, she said, Teresa, there are things that I had buried so deep within my soul that I had even forgotten about what I had gone through.
I'm sure she was traumatized in many different ways.
I can see her ancestors in a distance, and I can see her mother telling her how sorry she is.
I never got to meet them.
How she wishes they were able to protect her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like it's, your mom said to me, the hardest thing for me, Teresa, was that loneliness feeling that I had for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Did your mom kind of retreat at times in her life? Yeah, I saw her removing herself from situations and being isolated. It's just that I think what she's trying to do is to say that she has to relive certain parts of her life so she can heal.
Okay. Okay.
From the trauma.
Yeah.
Because she had buried it for so long.
Yeah.
How do you connect with the number 13?
She's born on the 13th.
Okay. To validate that, your mom says, I just want to thank you not only for everything in my life. She says, but I want to thank you for your continued prayers.
Thank you.
She says, and I am so thankful that you are starting to see that I truly loved you. I just didn't know how to love at times.
Yeah, she just didn't know any better. She was giving it her very best.
And she said, and you shouldn't have always known. I did not want you to know.
Yeah.
Your mom made me feel like you found out things that she never thought in a million years that you would have found out.
Yeah.
And she says, and as you continue to find things out, she says, I always want you to focus on the strength and resilience that I showed.
Teresa, that is my word. Resilience is my word.
So she says, thank you. Thank you for being that light in my life and for giving me the gift of knowing what it was truly like to be unconditionally loved. Did your brother not speak to her, or did your brother, you have a brother?
I do have a brother, but he's a very difficult character.
Okay, because your mom made me feel like that she could not rely on your brother the way that she could on you.
Yeah, that is correct.
And
this is also where my dad comes in thanking my husband in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Because my husband was his son. He considered him his son.
Your mom just looked at me and she said, everyone handles situations differently in life.
That is true.
She says, no matter how traumatic they are, everyone handles things differently.
Yeah.
She says, and I am eternally grateful that you did not give up on me and that you did not hold me accountable
That is true. That's something I never did. My brother tried to, but I never did.
She says, I want to thank you for that, because there were times that I might not have deserved that forgiveness. Your mom just showed me, did she have like fancy aprons or like embroidered aprons or tablecloths?
Yes, in the old days. And she loved to wear them. It's almost like she didn't want to take them off, like she'd want to walk around all day in them.
It was like this beautiful, I need to describe it to you because she had me say this, but I want you and everyone listening to get this visual of, because it's not just an apron. It was almost like this beautiful white linen or beautiful white cloth. I'm going to use the term linen because there's no, because I felt like it was just so delicate and beautiful, but the embroidery in it was just, or the needlepoint, it's just, I've never seen anything so magnificent and so beautiful.
Oh, she did that too. She would make them.
Wow.
She would make them.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month, and that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout.
Did you have like a unique thing that just happened within the past couple of weeks with a bird where you live? Your mom, this is what she showed me. Now, this doesn't have to be exactly what happened. It's just to get me to say something. And I don't care how it happened, but your mom like put me at a window and I'm washing dishes and there's like a kitchen sink. And then all of a sudden, like this bird, like just like sat on there, almost like a little sparrow. And it like looked at me and looked at me, just sat there and then flew away. So I don't care if you were out walking and like there was this thing with a bird or you noticed something different or unique about a bird.
There's a bird at work, and if I open my office window, and every now and then he'll be there, and it's almost like he wants to come inside the office.
She's using this experience with the bird, even if it happened prior to the her departure.
Okay.
She wants to use that as a validation that you will feel her, you will receive the signs from her, you will connect with her in very similar ways as your dad.
Yeah, I understand that.
You will.
Yeah.
Now, did your mom love, I don't know what kind of flowers you have in Germany, but when Spirit shows me gardenias, it's my symbol for a strong smelling flower. Sometimes it is specific gardenias, or sometimes it's just my symbol for a strong smelling flower or a strong smelling perfume that you might not like.
Oh, that is so funny that you just ended it with "you might not like." Mm-hmm. Because my mom actually did not like any flowers or plants. And when she was giving flowers for a birthday or other occasions, she would say thank you. And then she would put them out in the backyard or on the balcony. She would not allow the flowers or the plants in the house.
Know that when you sense things like that.
Yeah.
Know that that's your mom.
Yeah.
And she literally looked at me and said, "Teresa," she said, "because I want to show my daughter through the signs and symbols that my soul truly does see things differently from the other side. Because that my daughter nice. Loves flowers." My daughter loves flowers. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
She says, and I don't want her to remember. I want it to be like her laughing, like, how could my mom want to put these beautiful flowers outside? But yeah. I know my mom is loving the flowers from the other side.
Exactly.
She says, that's what I would like.
Yeah.
Did something happen or did somebody call you after your mom passed or said something, whether if it was at a service or just phoned you and expressed how sorry they were to hear about the passing of your mom? But I feel like it was someone that you didn't know that well, or they kind of caught you off guard. Because your mom, I never had this before. She made me feel like, okay, look, I wasn't that bad. Like,
oh no, yeah.
But I feel like the person was like saying to you, "Uli, I'm so sorry about the passing of your mom. Your mom always spoke highly of you."
I believe. I do believe.
Don't be surprised if this happens.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm completely taken off guard with it.
Yeah.
Your mom, I just watched your mom lean over and kiss you. Mm-hmm. And she said, "Happy birthday." So whose birthday is it?
It was mine in November.
She says, "This is my gift to you, my beautiful daughter."
She didn't remember birthdays anymore in the end. So.
And she says, "Happy birthday, my beautiful daughter."
Thank you.
And then I feel like she has this side to her and she looked at your dad and went, "Better late than never, right?" And your dad said, "Absolutely." And your dad like kind of gave like a little wink.
This is so her.
Oh, how beautiful.
This is spot on. Yeah.
Your mom just said to me, "See you in your dreams." Now, I share this with you in this way, Uli, because I don't dream of my loved ones that have died. And you might have heard me say this time and time again on the podcast, but it's true. Mm-hmm. And usually when a soul says that, it's when someone wishes they could have a dream or connect more with their departed loved ones. So don't be surprised after this experience today.
Okay.
That not only do you have a dream, or maybe you will wake up thinking of your mom or feeling like you were just with her, know that that truly is her soul. And more importantly, that your dad has answered all of your prayers. Your dad is like singing all and like singing this song. It's an old song. And I believe it's "Wish Upon a Star." No matter who you are,
I will look it up.
Yes. And I feel like your dad is singing that song to you. So I'll be very curious. And I can feel him singing this beautiful song and he's just smiling and he just kind of took your mom's hand. Mm-hmm. And I just watched them kind of fade back together.
That's nice.
And your dad said, as difficult as things were at times, he said, "I always showed my daughter how important it was to be there for family."
Yeah. Yeah. It's about loyalty, integrity, and like you said, unconditional love. You can only learn from situations like this. And I've always said to my daughter, it's my biggest task mm-hmm. in life to break generational cycles of pain. We cannot keep this going. We have to break it. We have to heal. We have to go into a better future. And so learn and make the best of everything.
your mom just made me feel like, she made me feel like she wanted you to be able to let go of certain things.
Yeah.
She says it's hard to really forget or to let go certain things. She says, but especially when it comes to me, maybe what I'd been through, what had happened in my life, how it then translated to our relationship. She says, I always want you to stop and then replace it with our last conversations and of what I said to you today in thanking you.
I have done so already and I will keep doing so.
And she says, I want you to truly feel at peace with the letting go.
Yeah.
She says, I want you to know that that is exactly what you need to do.
Yeah.
I don't think, Uli, that a soul has ever been so forceful and so newly departed and saying, do not feel guilty or bad or sad about letting go of the things that do not serve us anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
She said, it's important to remember because that's the, and she puts it kind of in quotes, that's the history of the family.
Yeah.
She says, but I want you to realize, to really show your strength and resilience on how far you've come. She says, Teresa, I understand nobody is perfect. She says, but my daughter truly is the perfect mom. She loves her children unconditionally with such understanding, forgiveness. And she goes, the thing that always amazed me about my daughter was that she would tell her daughter, okay, go ahead. I don't think that's a good decision, but if that's what you want to do, go ahead and let her make these decisions. And then she found out very quickly, my granddaughter, that that was not the right choice.
Yeah.
So I love how your mom is not only acknowledging the woman that you've become, but praising you for the amazing mom that you are.
That is very healing.
And I love the fact how, because I watched your dad, and your dad kind of looked back at me and he said, Teresa, you weren't kidding when you said timing is everything. He said, yeah. Because this needed to be a gift, the last gift that my wife could give our daughter.
Yep.
She needed to give Uli this gift. And I think that this is a really beautiful reminder to us all on how don't take things for granted.
Yeah. Yeah, because life is so fast.
So fast.
Yeah.
But I watched your dad, your mom, when your mom leaned over and kissed you, they show me then like walking off, like fading in. And then your dad kind of came back to say what, like, I felt like he wanted to be the first one to come through and the last one. And then he like literally, I felt like his soul like rushed forward and like kissed you really quick. And he goes, I want it to be the last kiss. And then, and your mom's like, that's not fair. You, and I feel like they're like, you know, like your dad's like, no, I needed to do that. Like he wanted to have the last.
Yeah.
The last moment with you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would have wanted it that way too. So
help you. The first and the last. And I love how he like kind of rushed back. But I love that the way that he expressed his personality and kind of had to kind of take that over also for mom as well, because she's learning a lot of lessons. She's got to go through a lot of things on the other side and she's not over there that long. Yeah. But I think it validates, Uli, the strength that your dad always showed throughout his entire life. And even through spirit, he's still doing the same thing, giving you the strength and the encouragement to be the amazing woman you are.
Oh God, isn't he great?
What an unbelievable experience you had.
Yeah.
And you're all the way in Germany.
Yep.
It is such an incredible honor to have had you be part of Hey Spirit today. You are such a beautiful extension of your dad.
Thank you. That means a lot to me.
I feel what I feel from your dad, I feel from you. the strength, the resilience, the sincerity, your dad just looked at me, goes, the vulnerability of being able to talk about not such beautiful things and still have that strength and say, but look what we've learned and look how far we've come.
Yeah.
Were you going to write like a family journal or like a family book or something? Or did you think about documenting some of the things that had gone on in the family?
My brother is. And he asked me exactly, I bought him like a writing kit. He had asked me if I could purchase that for him. And I bought that for him last week. Yeah.
To validate that your parents are together, loving, guiding, and supporting you from the other side.
Yeah.
And I feel like your dad blew you a kiss and said, continue to be this amazing bright light and my shining star.
Thank you. I will give it my very best and he will help me.
Well, thank you again, Uli. This was such an honor. It was a pleasure meeting you. And you never know, maybe we might end up in Germany one day.
Oh, wouldn't that be lovely? I already said to Alex, I will be so discreet and so private. I will not exploit it in any way. I will take you to the nicest places.
Oh, that's awesome.
It would be an honor.
That sounds amazing. Well, thank you again for being a part of Hey Spirit, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you. I cannot put in words on how much I appreciate having this moment in time with you and that you are willing to share your gift. I am forever grateful.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I am Uli and I'm from Germany. I would love to use a word nobody's used yet. I'm afraid there's no word for it, really. It's mind-blowing. It's a privilege. It's just rewardingly overwhelming. The whole experience, everything was spot on, every single thing. And even my family, you know, afterwards, my husband wanted to know if I was okay and what it was like. And my daughter wanted to know. And I really couldn't put it in words. I don't know if I wanted to protect it because it was so precious or I still needed to resonate. And I'm kind of sort of still in that state. It's just still very special. Towards the end, or maybe in the last quarter, she mentioned a bird. And I usually don't connect to small birds. And then she said a sparrow. And my dad passed on the 6th of December, 2018. On the 6th of December this year, I had to work. I was in the car and I had parked in front of a bush and it was really just a smaller bush. I'm sensing something or seeing something out of the corner of my eye. I look up at the bush, don't see anything. Same thing a couple seconds later. I swear on everything I have. The whole bush was full of sparrows. I loved it when Teresa used the word resilience. I love that word. I just so identify with it. This is my word. It's very empowering. That's me. When somebody says something to me or syncs with me and then this word comes up, this makes the experience so much more. I tend to believe I'm a high sensitive person or what they call an empath nowadays and always say, I might be vulnerable, but I'm blessed with resilience and I will get up sooner or later. It might be resilience born of pain, but it is there. And I love that word. Oh, I felt so much better.
I felt exhausted. I felt like I ran a marathon, a mental marathon. I expected to feel something like this, but not like this. I was calm. That's the biggest thing. I was calm. Maya Angelou once said to another Grant woman, "You have no idea how many people's lives you have touched." And this is how I feel about Teresa. I think she has an idea, but then again, you can't have an idea of how many people you have touched. You continue to touch and you will have touched. I'm profoundly thankful for this whole experience. And I have the strong feeling Teresa surrounds herself with beautiful women and beautiful men. And I want to thank every single one for this awesome experience.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.